New Testament prophecy in the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. Pursue love and desire spiritual. Now, gifts is in italics. That means it is an addition to the text. So let's go back and read it from the start. Pursue love and desire spiritual matters or things, but especially more and more that you may prophesy. Our Heavenly Father desires us to pursue love in everything we do. He encourages us to seek spiritual matters, to search His scriptures for spiritual truths, but more and more that we prophesy. It is important to remind ourselves that this epistle is written to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2. Yes, that means this is written to you. We are all encouraged to prophesy more and more. Straight away, we perceive that this New Testament prophecy is different to that available in Old Testament times, where usually one prophet spoke on behalf of our Heavenly Father at any one time. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 3. But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. Again, we understand that there is no element of foretelling or predictions in this prophecy, only that the words spoken would edify, comfort, and encourage the church in their respective renewed minds. Verse 4. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. Our Heavenly Father establishes the truth that this prophecy is to be spoken out so that the church should be edified. Verse 5. I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesied. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless indeed he interprets, that the church may receive edification. Oh, there's a spiritual completeness here. Three times the Father has encouraged us to seek to prophesy so that the word spoken would edify the church. Please note that a message in tongues, complete with the respective interpretation, also achieves that aim. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. But the manifestation or the demonstration of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit or benefit of all. Prophecy is a demonstration of the Spirit, and its purpose is to benefit others. If you have been blessed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, you have the ability, the spiritual ability, to prophesy. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. But one and the same Spirit works or energizes all these things, the manifestations or the demonstrations, distributing to each one individually as He, God, wills. It is our Heavenly Father who energizes that spiritual ability within us to prophesy words of edification, exhortation, and comfort. He knows who will be in attendance at the meeting. He knows what His people need to hear. Hence the importance of praying in tongues much before we attend the meeting. The Holy Spirit searches the hearts of those attending and makes intercession for them through us as we pray in tongues to the Father. Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27. Prophecy, like kinds of tongues and the interpretation of tongues, is always preceded by a prompt from the Holy Spirit. We do not decide to prophesy anytime we wish to. Instead, we wait patiently. If no prompt is forthcoming, so be it. We wait until the next meeting. New Testament prophecy will always be in a language known to those present. It is a message from our Heavenly Father and will always, always agree with the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 22. Therefore, tongues are for a sign, not to those who believe, but to unbelievers, those who believe not. But prophesying is not for unbelievers, but for those who believe. Just as tongues is an indicator of the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit to those who have not faith, so prophecy is a sign or an indicator to those who believe. That's the importance of prophecy. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 24. But if all prophesy and an unbeliever or an uninformed person comes in, he is convinced by all, he is convicted or examined by all. When a person without faith comes to a spirit-filled meeting and tongues with an interpretation or words of prophecy are uttered, all those words will convince and examine that person's heart. Supernaturally, all these words from the Father will penetrate the hardest of hearts and cause that person to reflect and examine their existence and their relationship with Him. Now, some will walk away from these truths, but those that stay will be convinced that the Father has spoken to them. Many pastors are fearful that some guests will be challenged by tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. That's the Father's plan. Some will leave, some will stay. It is supernatural. Verse 25. And thus the secrets of his heart are revealed, and so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is truly among you. This is the purpose of tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. Not only will the church be edified, but the word spoken will reveal to those without faith the secrets of their hearts, not to the church, but silently to them. If a person accepts that these words are indeed from the Father, he will worship God and report that God is truly among you. What a revelation. I believe the Father is endeavoring to encourage those who have churches, those who run meetings, those who coordinate fellowships, to allow these wonderful messages from the Father to flow through ordinary believers, not just the leaders and elders, so that the whole church will be edified and those without faith can come into contact supernaturally with our Heavenly Father. Again, as with tongues and the interpretation of tongues, I have been absolutely privileged to speak out New Testament prophecy for the last 41 years. I am just a certain disciple. But I believe that if you desire to bless others and you are actively seeking spiritual matters, desiring to allow the Father's supernatural power to flow through you for the benefit of all, He will surely oblige. I have again just scratched the surface on the subject of prophecy. If I can be of any assistance, anything at all, to those of you who are seeking spiritual matters, please message me on WhatsApp on the website phone number. Oh, just imagine every church and fellowship allowing these messages to be heard each time they meet. Wonderful. In awe of our Father's love and grace, have a glorious day.